Hello, today is June the 9th, 2021, and today's episode is Someday is Not a Day in the Week. Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it. Ferris Bueller. Until about 5 years ago, my brother worked for a company that did not value him. He was very, very good at his job, and his bosses knew he was a huge asset to the company. They knew they had a very, very dedicated employee who would go above and beyond, and unfortunately, they took advantage of that. After 15 years, he still had to use his vacation days just to spend the day with his family on Christmas. I remember there were many times when I would say to him he should leave and start his own business, to which he would reply to me, "Someday." I was having a conversation with a friend the other day, and I said, "Yeah, maybe someday." And he said to me, "I just heard the saying, someday is not a day in the week." To which I said, "I have to write a blog on that." So I Googled the phrase, and Sam Horn's book, Someday is Not a Day in the Week, popped up, and I bought it immediately. And after reading her book, she said it all so perfectly, really, that I didn't have much to add to her take on someday. But I figured what I could do is I could write about her book instead. If you are feeling like you are in a rut in life, if you're confused, stuck, or just in some type of life transition and you want to view the future a little different, then I would suggest this book. And I don't often recommend self-help books because I believe that we all have our own tastes and preferences when we're seeking out what support looks like for us. I'm certainly not one to write book reviews, but this is my take on her book, and you can decide if it's a read for you. Too often in life, we get busy and we push things to the back burner and we tell ourselves, "I'll get to it someday, I'll do that someday, maybe someday." We all have responsibilities, we have obligations, we have commitments, and often we think the thing that we're putting off until someday, it's just too big to tackle. We don't always have to radically change our lives to find meaningful happiness. Yet most of us live on autopilot without exploring even the small things that can bring fulfillment to our lives. And Sam's book turns those things that are on the back burner into simple, actionable life hacks. She reminds us how important it is for us to embrace every day. Yes, life can be hard. But it doesn't mean that we fall down and we don't get back up, or we live a life of complacency just because we're scared of the unknown. In her book, it's not suggesting to live every day as it's your last day or to be irresponsible with your choices. Basically, she simply is encouraging us to be more proactive in our lives and just take responsibility for our own happiness. She's got many quotes throughout the book from others, and I love them all, but this one stood out amongst many of them. "The future is already here, and we're already late." John Legend. So here are her 10 different life hacks. Life hack number 1, evaluate your happiness history. Number 2, generate a today, not someday dream. Number 3, abdicate outdated beliefs and behaviors. Number 4, initiate daily actions that move your life forward. Number 5, celebrate what's right with life, right here, right now. Number 6, affiliate with people who have your back and front. Number 7, integrate your passion and profession. Number 8, negotiate for what you want, need, and deserve. Number 9, innovate a fresh state. And number 10, relocate to greener pastures. So just reading these different hacks, you can already get an idea of how this book is going to go. It starts with you evaluating you. So no one else telling you what your life should look like or how you should handle different situations. In addition to her captivating stories throughout the book, there are activities she has for you. And she encourages you to have a pen, a paper, write things to get to know yourself a little bit more. And she even has a someday journal that she encourages you to use as well. And my favorite part of the book was the end. She challenges an author that I love, and I still love this author, but it got me thinking a little different. Eckhart Tolle's book, The Power of Now, he is very focused on the present, not the past or the future. And Sam questions that. She says, "A key message of this book and of the life hacks is that a happy life is a mix of being present here and now, and at the same time, being open to what's next." And I would agree with her on that, because I am constantly saying in my blogs and on my website, keep moving forward. She goes on to say, "To my mind, having a meaningful past, something we are grateful for, a meaningful now, something we're experiencing, appreciating, and imprinting in the present moment, and a meaningful next, something we're looking forward to, is the best of all worlds. It's not one or the other, it's all three." So she does acknowledge the importance of spending the majority of our time in the present, but she sees the value in venturing into the now and then, and the now and in the future. So my brother finally left his job and opened up his own company. He might have regretted not doing it a little bit sooner, but honestly, he really needed to get to that place on his own. He took time to evaluate his life, and he realized that a piece that was holding him back from so much was his job. And honestly, I'm not sure if someday is even in his vocabulary anymore. We do not need to live like you were dying, as Tim McGraw says in his song. However, it does not harm us to start taking life by the horns, just to push ourselves outside of our comfort zones. And sometimes be a little bit more proactive in finding our happy. I'm going to end with a quote by Sam Horn. "You will never regret putting yourself in your own story and doing more of what makes you happier, healthier, and more fulfilled. You'll only regret not doing it sooner." To learn more about working with me, please visit my website at goodthingsaregonnacome.com. And remember, you got this.